ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਵੈਲਕਮ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਸੈਗਮੈਂਟ ਆਫ ਖੋਜ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਦਿਸ ਆਵਰ ਦ ਡੇ। ਆਵਰ ਰੈਸੀਟੇਸ਼ਨ ਟੂਡੇ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਫੋਰਥ ਪੌੜੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਸਾ ਕੀ ਵਾਰ, ਐਂਡ ਦਿਸ ਪੌੜੀ ਬਿਗਿਨਸ ਵਿਦ ਭੈ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਵਨ ਵਹਿ ਸਦਵਾਓ, ਐਂਡ ਦੀ ਰਿਫਰੇਨ ਸਲੋਕ, ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਦੀ ਸਲੋਕ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਦ ਪੌੜੀ, the refrain is pair which, and you will notice that the first three pauris have used the words sacche vismad kudrat as the ongoing refrain of Guru Nanak's message so far. What we have seen is that he's instructing us, telling us to be beholden to the Gur. Balihari Gur Apne. Because this Gur is the transforming agency. Jin Manas Te Devate Kiye. So for us to transform ourselves, which by the way is our destiny, human destiny, is to transform oneself from manas to devta. For that, you need a transforming agency, which is called the gur, knowledge. You need the right knowledge in order to bring about this transformation. And then the guru, in the second Pauri, in the Salok, he talks about Vismad. The refrain is Vismad. He looks at nature and is astonished and expresses amazement at how nature operates. Vismad Nad, Vismad Ved. The point he's making is that he perceives that oneness, the Gur, within the workings of nature. So he establishes for us that this universe that we are living in is actually a system where all the parts interact with one another and create a whole that is larger than the parts. So all of the different parts come together and create the universe. And yet the parts and the whole reflect each other. In other words, this is a holographic universe in which we are operating. So here, what he's in this pauri, in this salok that we will begin with, he is talking about that order, a writ. The system has a particular, it's systematic. The universe is not random, it is systematic. And the guru calls that system hukam. And he suggests in this that that system, that writ, is applied everywhere. So pavich means in fear, but we can't take it literally because Gurbani is metaphorical. In its use, it is hard to conceive of the universe behaving like a person and being afraid. So we must try and understand what is implied by fear. When you're afraid of something, you feel constrained. You feel constrained. You then are limited. So that's one strand of thinking that we should keep in mind. And then the word pair in Gurbani is often linked with pao, which is a similar word but means love. So fear of God, if you will, or fear and love are associated. So what is being said here is that everything in nature, from the smallest entity to the largest, moves along a certain restraint, certain boundaries. That are given to it through the gur, the sabad. It actually creates this with that. That is the method of creation. So the existence is like a tapestry, and each thread is woven with a purpose. Every thread in this tapestry is woven with the purpose, whether it is the galaxies or the smallest seed. And so the divine plan, if you want to call it that, unfolds to that purpose. So destiny's hand guides. And it is the gur. The gur is hidden in the structure, if you will, of every entity. So that's the lesson for us, to look within and to understand our psychic structure. So heed the call, the guru says. That is what this pauri is all about. So let me now begin with a recitation of the pauri, and we will go through it line by line. Salok mahalla pehla peh vich pavan vahe sadwao. Peh vich, in submission. I have used the word submission because the will is being applied. In submission, subjected to the will, because of the will. Peh vich pavan vahe sadwao, the wind blows. Pehvich chalne lakh daryao, the river flows. Pehvich agan kadevega, the fire emits its heat. Pehvich tarti dabbi par, the earth carries its load. Pehvich ind phire sir par, the clouds float, but they are filled with water. They carry this load on their heads. Pehvich raja taramdwar, Taramraj, the law, the messenger of death, if you will, stands guard over this process of coming and going. Pehvich suraj, pehvich chand. According to providence, this divine plan, structure, system, are the sun and the moon, and they orbit endlessly with no end in sight. Pehvich siddha buddha suranath. So seekers of all kinds, perfectionists, intellectuals, scholars, seekers of enlightenment are also within this system. That is to say, those amongst us that are seeking, and even those that are not seeking. Pehvich ardani akas, the firmament. Akas, the firmament, unfolds like a canopy. That is also in submission. Pehvich jodhu, Mahabal Sur, warriors, the powerful, they are all in accordance to a system. They are in submission. Pehvich ave jave du pur, multitudes. Pur is like a city, a town, and it points to multitudes. Multitudes come and go. Saglaya pao likhya sir lekh. Now here is the essence of the message. Saglaya pao likhya sir lekh. Saglaya pao. This fear is writ upon all creation. That is to say, the system leaves its impression. We work according to a system. We are parts of an interconnected system. Systems are, by definition, interconnected by the parts. Nanak nirbhav nirankar, such ek, there is only one exception, and that is the fearless, the formless, that is the creator. That alone is above. It is above even its own system that it creates. And then the second slok, Nanak nirbhav nirankar, that fearless one is formless. So anything that has a form is subjected to a structure. And that structure runs according to an innate knowledge, Naam or Gur. It has the Gur. Ketiyan kan kahaniyan kete ved vichar. Now the Guru has come to make a comparison between the divine system, and the systems that we create as humans. He says, Nanak Nirbhau Nirankar Hor Kete Ram Raval. Compared to this Nirbhau Nirankar, there are many other Rams, meaning gods and goddesses, but they are all Raval. Raval means dust. They are dust compared to the divine, the Ik that Guru is talking about. Ketiyan kan kahaniyan kete ved vichar. So now he's saying there are many Krishnas around whom many narratives have been told. Kete nachhe mangte gidmud purhe taal. Many who perform plays around the lives of these gods and goddesses. They dance and they beg. Bajari bajar mein aaye kade bajar. In the marketplace of life, they come and go. They're talking, Guru is talking about us. We come, we create our narratives, and then we go. Gaave rajye raniyan bole aal pataal, lakh takiyan ke mundade, lakh takiyan ke haar. Kings, queens, the powerful, speaking in different languages, wearing expensive earrings and necklaces, all of the bodies on which these adornments are placed. Jit tan paiye nanaka se tan hove char. All of these will perish. In other words, the system that we are in is a system of change. It is constantly changing, but there is the unchanging, formless one. So all form is subject to change. The formless is not. And what we see around us is a combination. We need to understand that. There is persistence amidst change. Karam mileta gyan na galli tundiye. Kathana karada sa gyan na galli tundiye. So that gyan, that gur, is not in words. The words cannot catch it. Kathana karada sa. Karada, hard, difficult, impossible. It's a difficult, impossible task to describe that wisdom. Karam mile ta paiye aur ik mat hukam khwar. Karam mile, grace. In the end, it is grace, it is providence that we should get it. All else, Guru Nanak says, is simply argumentation. And now we come to the pauri. Nadar kare je apni ta nadri satguru paya. Should we be so graced, then we can locate the gur within ourselves. Ajiyo bahute janam parmeya ta satgur sabd sunaya. Ajiyo, this being, this individual, bahute janam parmeya. Janam is a lifetime, so it also denotes time. Bahute janam, for a long time it has wandered in delusion. Ta satguru sabad sunaya, that delusion ended when you heard the message of the guru. Satgur je vad data ko nahi. There is nothing quite like the satgur, the true enlightener. The guru is the true enlightener. Sab sunho lok sabaya. Listen to me, the guru says. Find the satgur. Now the guru is being referred to as the satgur, the true enlightener within. Satgur milaye sach paya. It is when you connect with the satgur that you will find the sach, the sache tere khand, sache brahmand. You will recognize, and through intuition, the formless one that is behind the structures that you see. Satguru miliye sach paya jini vichon aap gavaya. So the connection is made by putting aside this false structure that you have, the ego. The ego is the repository of all your knowledge that you have accumulated, but it is not the knowledge of the formless one. It is knowledge of structure. It is knowledge of entities. So you have to put that aside and you identify with it. So you have to drop that identification with changing things in order to identify with that which is formless within you, which is the real you. Satguru miliye sach paya jin vicho aap gavaya jin sacho sach bujhaya. That is the discernment. So that is the discernment we have to have, and that is why pavich, meaning with a sense of awe that is restrained. You have to walk within a system. You can't just willy-nilly live your life. Vaheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Vaheguru Ji Ki Fateh.